This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 5/30/1944. Date of evaluation is 11/3/2023. HPI history, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of cognitive impairment, comma mood disorder, comma insomnia. Period patient was admitted here on Seroquel. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 79 years old female who was admitted here on 10/18/2023 upon transfer from Corewell, C-O-R-E-W-E-L-L, Health, Farmington Health. Period patient's chart indicates history of fall and suffered from periprosthetic fracture around an internal prosthetic right hip joint. History of multiple sclerosis, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, primary insomnia, idiopathic neuropathy, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, non-infective gastroenteritis, history of TIA, and cerebral infarction, patient reports that she's generally doing okay, but complained of long-standing history of insomnia. He reports that her PCP prescribed Seroquel, which she has been taking for a long time without much benefits. Patient talked about history of suffering from stroke at age 26 and diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at 28. Patient lives at home with her husband. She reports that she has three daughters who are supportive. The patient knew that she's at Marywood. She thought it's October 3rd. When I asked her who the current president is, she stated, quote, jackass Biden, unquote. She could not recall who the governor of Michigan is, but knew that it's a woman. She could repeat three out of three objects immediately, but zero out of three after 3 minutes. So, yeah, I also spoke to patient's husband on phone, who acknowledged that patient has not been sleeping well on Seroquel. Yeah, no history of psychiatric illness, delusions or hallucinations. Next paragraph, review of systems. General weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, quote, my stomach hurts, unquote, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, non-reported, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, no. Prior history of outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempt, zero. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest grade 12. Current occupation, retired, beautician. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, married, number of children, three. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic, test, reclatural form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure 113/63, pulse 82, respiration 18. Mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying, speech, clear, mood, highly irritable, thought processes are intact, associations are with a normal thought content, denied any suicidal, homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbance, and non-level of consciousness alert, orientation to person with a normal place, with a normal time, impaired memory, recent mildly impaired, attention, concentration with a normal, fund of knowledge with a normal, judgment and insight, fair, MSC comment, appetite with the normal, sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Seroquel 100 mg HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, multiple sclerosis, G35. Next paragraph, number 2, primary insomnia, 51.01. Plans, I talked to patient regarding discontinuation of Seroquel. Period, patient. Was open to start trazodone 50 milligram HS. Next paragraph, number 3, vascular dementia, unspecified severity with mood disturbance, F01.53. Plans encourage physical occupational therapy as per care plans. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, order and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of trazodone, risk benefit statements. Risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of a resident. This is the end of dictation.